Well, my good douchebag friend Donald Trump is at it again. There was a rally in Montana. Trump, the douchebag, stood in front of these people, and all these cult-ridden, wide-eyed people were cheering everything that Donald was saying. And Donald went through his political comedy routine, putting down a senator who is dying of brain cancer, John McCain. Maligned Elizabeth Warren, who is trying to do good for her country and going after her Indian heritage. And then went after the first President Bush, maligning his 1,000 points of light, where people get together and they do good, they volunteer. These are the points of light, and with that type of strength and serving your country and volunteering and helping out and being good to your neighbor, those are the 1,000 points of light that make us a better, stronger, wonderful people that are different than other people. Trump went after that as well and maligned that president of the United States. This is what he said. First of all, this is what Bush said.
The world can therefore seize this opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order. We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose. The illumination of 1,000 points of light.
And by the way, you know, all the rhetoric you see here, the 1,000 points of light. What the hell was that, by the way? 1,000 points of light. What did that mean? Does anyone know? I know one thing. Make America great again, we understand. Putting America first, we understand. 1,000 points of light. I never quite got that one. What the hell is that? Has anyone ever figured that one out? And it was put out by a Republican, wasn't it?
Very funny. Very funny. No, Donald, schmuck, douchebag, 1,000 points of light was making America great again in itself. And Donald, you didn't know that. That makes you the true shining idiot at the top of the hill.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, God help us all.
Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very, 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 very much. Well, hi. The heat wave that has been plaguing most of the country, almost two-thirds of it for the past week, is finally subsiding, so we get back to some weather that's a little drier and a little more enjoyable. I have not sat outside for an entire week because I sweat very easily. All you have to do is say, Ron, how are you? And I will start sweating. I don't like the heat. I don't like the extreme heat. I don't like the extreme cold. So where should I go? Into an air-conditioned room in the summer, into a nice heated room in the winter. Duh! I know so many people who are acquaintances of mine who just love the summer weather. They just love to sweat. As a matter of fact, they actually go to a thing called the gym. I've learned about this place. Spell G-Y-M, and it's like a short version of gymnasium, but to say gymnasium takes such a long time. So we just call it the gym. But this is a place that apparently people go to sweat on purpose. I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Here's what they do. It's so funny, you won't believe this. Here's what they do. They actually go to this place. There's like exercise equipment, as if like that's fun. I can't help it. They walk. They get on bicycles and they pedal really fast, but the bikes don't go anywhere. They're actually called stationary bikes because they don't go anywhere. There's no wheels on them. Well, who invented the bicycle? This person must be turning in their grave. I invented this bicycle, and it's a matter of transportation, and you don't need gasoline or oil or anything, and you pedal, and you can go from place to place. Well, guess what they did with your invention? They took the wheels off, and people are just sitting on it pedaling and are not going anywhere. What? My invention? Oh, no. What did you done to my invention? I can see the point of getting on a bicycle and getting exercise if you're going to end up in some other place, because it's a mode of transportation. But to have a bicycle with wheels and doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't have any wheels. It's so stupid. It's like buying a car without any wheels. I just sit in the car. I feel good. I just sit in the car. Car doesn't go anywhere. It has no wheels.
What?
Yes, but it makes me feel good to sit in it.
Wow, this is crazy.
Then they've got this the step machine where you go up and down. I think it's called an elliptical or something. I don't even know what it's called.
You go up and down on it. Make
believe you're going up and down on stairs. Here's an idea. In the place that you live, you probably have some stairs. Why don't you go up and down them? Why do you have to go to a gym to go up and down stairs? I don't understand this. I don't get it. So many things don't make sense to me. Also, in this gym place, they have weights. They have heavy things. And what you do is you pick up the heavy piece of iron and then you put it down again. You do that like 100 times and you sweat. And this is supposed to make you feel good. Why don't you just like clean out your basement or your garage and lift it? Why don't you do something that at least has a result to it? Some people tell me that when they actually exercise, that they get a high. It's a wonderful feeling. They get a high. You're not getting a high. You're about to faint. That's what it is. You've sweated so much, you've lost so much sodium, your body's about to shut down. That's not a high. People who are like dying in bed, on their deathbed, and they feel like they're going to die, they don't say, man, this is a great high, man. No, it's not a high. Your respiratory system is breaking down. I've got one of those pedometer things on my cell phone. As long as I'm putting my cell phone in my pants, might as well regulate how many steps I'm taking during the day. And apparently, the more steps that I take, the healthier I supposedly become. So, some days when I'm actually going somewhere, I'll do like 10,000 steps, which is like really, really good. Other days, when I look at my pedometer, I've done like 6 steps. It's like, what? Ron, the only exercise you got today was you went to the bathroom once. That's it. And I got to tell you, the days that I only log like 6 steps, I'm still feeling pretty good. I had a nice sandwich, that's why. I'm not into exercise, man. I'm not into sweating. Sweating to me is not a barometer as to whether I'm healthy or not. It's just crazy. I don't understand it.
I do have I have an acquaintance. I'm not using the word friend anymore, by the way. I'm not using that word anymore because to me, a friend is somebody that would do anything for you. I have no friends, and I am a friend to nobody. Because under that auspice, if a friend asked me to lend them money, I would do anything for them and I would lend them money. No, I will not. If a friend or a person says to me, Ron, we're close friends, I'm moving next Saturday, will you help me move? No, I will not. Therefore, I guess by definition, we are not friends. I will not do anything for you. Ron, I need a kidney. Could you give me a kidney, please? You've got two. I know you're not using really any of them at all. Can I have one of your kidneys? No, you cannot have one of my kidneys. I may need it later. I don't know. You can't have any of my body organs. That's where I draw the line. Maybe we'll have lunch together and I'll pay for the lunch. Maybe I'll pick you up because your car is in the shop right now. But when you require or request one of my organs for your own personal use, I draw the line. I don't know who you are. We were never friends. Who are you? I'm sorry. So I have acquaintances. That's all I have. And the definition of acquaintance to me is somebody that I recognize facially. That's about it. You know, because I really seriously don't remember your name. I really don't. I said this yesterday on the show. If I don't mention your name in the course of about 5 minutes of conversation, you've got to realize I have no idea who you are. I have no idea what your name is or who you are. You look familiar to me, but that's about it. A lot of people look familiar to me. I've been doing radio and television for decades, which makes me a little bit older than you, probably. I've been doing this thing for about 25, 30 years now. Yeah, and I'm only 32 years old. It's amazing. And in doing radio and television, people know you, but you don't know them. So people will come up to me, especially a little bit earlier in my career when I was doing more television, and they would say, hey, Ron, how's everything going? We never met. I don't know who you are. You apparently know me from the television show, but I don't know you from watching it. How could I know you from watching it? It's just, it gets bizarre. It gets very bizarre. My significant other female live-in person. I hate to use the term wife or girlfriend. It's a very possessive, like my girlfriend, my wife. It's like, wow, oh, we don't possess people, do we? So I refer to them as significant others. They have a significance in my life. They can affect me. They are significantly present in my life. They have the ability to piss me off on a regular basis or to extract the feeling of love and connection. They both go hand in hand. She loves the dollar store. She just loves the dollar store. Anything that costs only a dollar or less sometimes. Sometimes a dollar store has stuff that's less than a dollar. Wow. Ooh, really? Less than a dollar? What could be less than that? Anything that's only a dollar, she buys because, let's say it together, because it's only a dollar. It doesn't matter whether she needs it or not. It's only a dollar. Yeah, fast forward about a year later, my house is full of things that are only a dollar. I have rooms full of things that are only a dollar. Let's see, if you add up these dollars over the course of time, it comes to more than a dollar. A dollar times 2,000 is not $1. So My house is basically a Chinese merchandise crap store. Every once in a while, I will also venture into a dollar store because I try to make believe sometimes that I have no life. And it's not difficult to do that. And I walk into the dollar store, and I must say I am somewhat emerged in its simplicity. I know that everything in there won't last for more than a few days necessarily, probably a shorter life than a bouquet of roses, which costs more than a dollar, by the way. There's plates and forks and containers and cleaning supplies and everything for only a dollar. And it's tempting. I remember when I was a kid. That's about all I do remember. Things were just a dollar. Everything was just a dollar. Candy bars were like 5 cents. Ron, how old are you? What are you back talking about in the dinosaur age or something? Like, when were things just 5 cents? Not that long ago. Not that long ago in the scheme of things. I remember as a kid, as a tiny little kid, if I had a dollar, I felt like I was rich. I've got a whole dollar. I can buy like 20 candy bars. That's a lot of candy. I can buy 2 comic books. I can buy tons of things for I got a dollar. Now, a dollar? You serious? That's all? I went on Amazon online a few days ago. Gee, if you listen to this show, it sounds like I do a lot of things, but I really don't. I think I'm telling you everything that I do and nothing more. I went on Amazon and I was looking for a thunder shirt for my dog. Not an undershirt, a thunder shirt. There's a item called a thunder shirt. And around the summer, people are lighting fireworks, you know, here and there, and you get thunderstorms. And my dog, just all of a sudden, at the age of 9 years old, just all of a sudden, started like sweating profusely and getting panic attacks when they hear fireworks or thunder. And the dog goes crazy, just panting like crazy. Talk about perspiration. I mean, there's so much drool coming out of my dog's mouth, it could fill a swimming pool easily. Not that I'd swim in that crap, but I'm just telling you, it could fill it. So I go online and I'm looking for a thunder shirt. Now, a thunder shirt is simply a thin piece of material that wraps around your dog's body, and when your dog gets nervous, apparently this wrapping around the dog's stomach and back, like a dog sweater almost. Actually, I guess you could use a dog sweater. It's supposed to make the dog feel secure and protected. So I go online, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, this can't cost more than $3. It's a piece of material with a little Velcro at the end, and it wraps around your dog, and you go home. $42. $42 for a piece of material with Velcro on the ends. $42. What? What? How is that possible? What is this thing made out of? Some type of bulletproof? I mean, what kind of material? No, it's just a comfortable little cotton thing or whatever, a stretchy little Lycra thing. $42. Now, this is a small dog. I have a small dog. I have what's called a small dog. Weighs approximately 23, 24 pounds. So this is a small size. $42. What? What? Then I went to a store called, I went to PetSmart, which is a store for pets. Well, people buy the stuff, but it's for pet products. And there's a store called Petco. I went to Petco, and they had the Thunder shirts, the size small, better than $42. Yeah, $38. $38. Whoa, a bargain. Well, I'm saving a lot of money there, right? I had to buy it. It's for my dog. I had to buy it for my dog. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Why can't the Thunder shirt be in the dollar store? Should be able to pick up 20 Thunder shirts for a dollar. It's a piece of material Velcro at the end. Give me a break. Who you kidding? Who you trying to kid here? Who you trying to swindle? The value is just crazy. It's like we're spending yen here. Is it the yen or something else? Is some kind of I think it's the lira or the lycra or something, where like a dollar is like 10,000 lira. I mean, what kind of size pockets do you need for that?
Wow.
Like a quart of milk, please. All right, that'll be 7 million lira, please.
What? 7 million lira for a quart of milk?
Yeah, and the price went down yesterday too.
What?
Reevaluate your money system. How about that? What are you doing? When I was a kid, on rainy days, I would roll pennies. She lived next door, and Penny would come over, and I'd roll her. We used to have coin wrappers, and this is very different than the wrappers that you have now, where they sing songs about the hood. No, it's not that. This was cardboard, like some kind of hard paper, and you would roll the. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Millennials don't know what I'm talking about, so why even go any further? I don't know what to do with my loose change anymore. They don't take it in the stores. They kind of don't. Did you ever go to a supermarket, you know, and you're buying your groceries for the week, and they say, that'll come to $42. $42, that's the price of a Thunder shirt. And yet I get all these groceries for that? That'd be $42, please. And I see these older people, these seniors, they actually have things called change purses. Again, you millennials have no idea what that is. It's a tiny little bag, has a clasp on it, and in it you put all your spare change. And people that are over 80 years old, this is their major form of payment. And I have no problem with that. I think it's good to get rid of your coinage, but not when it takes you 3 hours to do it and you're holding up the line. Get yourself a credit card with a chip and be done with it. I don't know. I'm very confused. I'm very confused about a lot of things. All right, we're going to... our guest is with us today. We have a great guest, by the way. Well, I don't know if it's a great guest, but it's a sufficient guest. By the way, thanks for listening to the Ron Van Dam Show. We do this every single weekday, a brand new show. Where else are you going to find that? And you never know what's going to happen here. And we do take credit cards.
Yeah. Oh. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. Oh.
I apologize for that.
Are you the sort of person who feels vicarious excitement at the prospect of a robust discount? Then you need to pay us a visit at Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values. Each and every day, our standard pricing model is an absolute affront to common retailing practices and could indeed be seen as an indication of mental instability. Consider, if you will, a 24-pack of your favorite coffee pods, if one happens to drink such a thing, a mere $2.99. Is that sensible in the least? No, I tell you, it is not. And what of this? Common t-shirts with witty sayings upon them, suitable for men, women, and children, depending upon how you've raised them, 10 for $6. This is uncanny pricing that quite simply flies in the face of all possible reason, and the only explanation for this behavior on my part is that I am not sane, frankly. Do not take my word for it. Instead, find your way here to Jerome Cherrington's Emporium of Preposterous Values, just off the motorway and beyond the roundabout, where our everyday retailing decisions are simply unnatural.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Ron?
Great. Dr. Ellen Marmer joins us now. She's a New York City dermatologist. I think she's the only one. No, I don't know about that. I'll tell you, these days, dermatology, once you hit a certain age in your life, and even before that, dermatology is just something that's becoming like just a normal specialist because there's so many concerns now.
You know, dermatology is really about the inside out and the outside in. It really is something that you can detect really important signs of other things as well. So it is a medical specialty, but everybody should see their dermatologist for a full, complete skin check from head to toe, in between the toes, once a year.
Yes, absolutely. It's become like a requirement. Okay. So anyway, so let's talk about a specific part of the body today, I believe.
Yes, we're talking about the hands.
Uh-huh. And the hands, not only, I guess it tells a lot about a person, but we get very sensitive about the looks of our hands. I guess it's the one thing that we can see just by sticking it out there, and you can tell age, you can tell all kinds of things, and we get a little concerned about that.
Yes, our hands get a lot of sun exposure. We work with our hands, we talk with our hands. So many patients, men and women, come to me saying, well, my face is looking pretty good, but now my hands are starting to remind me of my grandparents.
Yes.
What can I do?
Yeah, and that's a problem because psychologically, that's not good.
Well, we don't want to be reminded of our aging self, right?
No,
we always want to look our best, and we also don't want other people judging us based on what they perceive as our age or whether or not we're actually taking care of ourselves. I think we innately respect people who take care of themselves because it's a healthier sign.
Yeah.
But as we age, the hands, the skin shows signs of sun damage. So, you know, the broken blood vessels or the brown spots, the liver spots, we used to call them. Scars on the hands happen over time. But also the skin thins out and the tendons start to show and the muscles thin. So people start getting skinny hands.
It's the tendons that freak me out. Because
oh, really?
Yeah, it does, because it's just because it wasn't there before, and now it is. It's weird to me, but I wish there was a way that I didn't have to necessarily look like that.
Well, there is a way.
Out of here.
Great. So the newest news is that the FDA just recently approved the first ever hyaluronic acid filler for the hands. And this filler is already approved for the face and the mid-face and the nasolabial folds for wrinkles.
Oh.
And now we can actually inject it in between those valleys of those tendons that you see in your hands to help fill in the space so that you don't show those prominent veins and tendons.
Wow. It sounds like it could be a little bit painful, is it?
It's actually incredibly well tolerated. Most of my patients use a little bit of ice beforehand, but they don't even need the topical numbing cream. And what we do is we kind of pull up the skin a little bit, like we tent up the skin.
Oh, okay.
And we use a very, very tiny, tiny needle really inject this gel-like filler, and it kind of spreads beautifully and evenly. And then the way it works is that it pulls your own body's natural water to the area. And that's actually what fat does, too. It just holds water like a sponge.
I get it.
So where you've lost fat in your hands, and your hands might look a little skinnier than you want, this filler just pulls your body's natural water to it over about 2 weeks after the injection.
Uh-huh.
And although it looks instantly better, it even gets better and better and smoother over about 2 weeks. And then just like all plants and animals need water for living, this is really just using your natural water to fill the area where you've lost some volume.
Typically, how long does this treatment last?
So the studies show it lasts out to 6 months, and many patients might even come in once a year for the filler, but the studies showed up to 6 months.
Are there any side effects at all?
The side effects are all mild and temporary. Mm-hmm. When it's done by a board-certified dermatologist or a good doctor, we inject very slowly and evenly. You might get a small point tenderness where we injected, or a possible little bruise. Uh-huh. A little bit of tenderness, but it all goes away. And usually that would last between 3 and 5 days after.
Okay. So almost like acupuncture kind of thing where you pull the skin up. So you're not injecting into the hand, really. You're injecting into the loose skin.
Exactly.
Good.
Just under the skin. So it's a really empty, free space.
That's
it's not
right.
deep. It doesn't go through your hand.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very simple, straightforward procedure, and it's pretty much a very happy success rate.
Okay. So it's almost like, not that it's Botox or anything, but it's like Botox for the hand, but even though it's not Botox.
Actually, it's very different because filler is very different from that. It doesn't affect the muscles at all.
Oh.
So really, it's just a passive... water retaining, nice, a little bit of a volume restoration. It's not, there's nothing, it's quite different from that.
And it's done in the back of the hand, and the back of the hand is what people see and what we see all the time, right? That's like the area of most recognizable vision.
Right, so from the wrist to the knuckles, really expanding all the way across the back of the hand,
cool.
And that's where you're noticing your veins and your ligaments and tendons. And so, people, I have one patient who likes to joke, like when she's holding her glass of wine, she really wants her hands to look pretty.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get manicures and they really want their hands to look great. So
this
is just another way of making your hands look better.
If I drink enough wine, I don't even notice my hands anymore, but but that doesn't really have anything to do with it. So people are probably saying, all right, how do I get more information about this?
So the information can be found on RestylaneUSA.com, and you want to look at your pre, during, and post treatment session pointers there, RestylaneUSA.com.
Dr. Ellen, if I may, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great summer.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that rhymed. Doctor, if I may, thank you for your time today. That's pretty cool. I didn't even mean to do that, but I did it anyway. Thank you so much for your time today. You're such a nice person. I'll be with you again the next weekday that comes up. Until then, I wish you peace. I really do. I'm not kidding you. And take care now. Be careful. You be careful now. There's a lot of stuff out there. You be careful. Take your time. Go to the gym.